This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, it feels like a Monday for me. Does it feel like a Monday for anyone else? The good news is it's almost the holidays, Sue. You know, I'm darn tempted, and I don't think I'm going to do this, but just because I'm ready for the holiday, I'm ready to turn the Christmas lights on. And I've been the one that has been policing this for decades. Don't flip those lights on until... I say the night before Thanksgiving. That's a good time to go.
That's fine.
But I want the spirit of the holidays. I do. Yeah. I think we need the spirit of the holidays, right?
Well, then do it. If they're already up, you know, make a statement.
My neighbors will mock me, and Dave Klein, producer Meredith, will mock me. I know, because I'm going against my own rule. Audio cut of the day coming up here in short time at 5:45. Right now, Frank Mealy back with us. He's the retired editor of the Daily Interlake in Montana. He writes great stuff at Real Clear Politics. I'm sure he has fascinating things to say in the aftermath of the election from a couple of weeks ago. Frank, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, Mark. Thank you for the incredible buildup of my time with you.
Well, and I think you were one that, look, you haven't wavered on Trump. I read your stuff all the time, and I think you were fairly confident the last time we talked that things were going to kind of move in this direction when it came to the landscape of the election. I never thought it would be this good. I didn't think they would hold control of all three branches, obviously narrowly in the House. But wow, what an election. Let's kind of start there with just some broad thoughts about what happened 2 weeks ago, Frank.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, It's a realignment of some kind. We've got to wait, you know, a little while to figure it out and see whether it's a permanent realignment or not. But that's what Trump is after. He clearly, with his, you know, his motions after the election, he wants to cement what he started and create a FDR style, you know, realignment in the political world so that people who come after him won't have to deal with the deep state and all the other impediments that he was given as he tried to govern.
And that's where I think I'm most excited. And we're hearing, and I've spent a fair amount of time even this afternoon on DOGE, the Department of Governmental Efficiency. And the way that I've kind of positioned this, Frank, for the past 4 or 5 days is, you know, in 1984, I voted for my first president. That was Ronald Reagan. And I felt very strongly then, as I do now, that as he indicated, government is not the solution to our problems. Government is the problem. But if we're being honest, we haven't done anything to peel back the layers of government. It's only grown. The cost has only grown. Never, ever does it go in the other direction, certainly not at the federal level. So now there's a real opportunity. But I guess my question to you would be, do we have our hopes up too much? Because this stuff's not going to be easy, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it's with the direction he's taking is I am going to get what I want. And no matter how much you don't like it, I'm going to make you, the left, very uncomfortable. And people don't like that because we've been taught for decades that the way to govern is to get along and to, you know, make these compromises and bring the other side on board. But bringing the other side on board is what got us the $35 trillion deficit. I mean, it's why we don't have true government, you know, where the people are expressing their will through the government. The government has become a leviathan that's got a life of its own. So he appoints Matt Gaetz as attorney general. I mean, it's laughable, on every logical basis.
Sort of is,
you would
yes.
ever imagine it.
Right.
So there's got to be something to it. And my thinking is, he's saying, I'm going to start with Matt Gaetz, and if you don't take Matt Gaetz, I'm going to go to Paxton in Texas, the guy who the Texas legislature impeached and tried to get off. And if you don't like Ken Paxton, I'm going to go with Mike Davis from Article 3 Project. But it's going to get worse and worse and worse for the left and the Democrats. And eventually they're going to say, well, we got to okay somebody. And he's going to get what he wants. It may or may not be Matt Gaetz, but it's going to be somebody, you know. If Tulsi Gabbard goes down, he's got Mike Flynn waiting in the wings. What's going to happen to the heads of the liberals?
Just when you thought the heads have exploded, you know, as much as they are, they will explode more. Look, the Gaetz one in particular does confuse me, just because I think with the other ones, and I know there'd be some questions about Pete Hegseth at Defense, and I don't know enough about Pete to say he's not qualified. What I do know is that there've been people in this Biden administration, and let's face it, in the Obama administration and others. The big thing for this administration that we're about to show the door is it has to be the first, right? It has to be the first woman, the first African-American woman, the first lesbian woman, the first trans man, the first this, that. It's all about the first. It wasn't about the qualifications. So it's interesting right. to me that the reporters and journalism is always all of a sudden, Frank, focusing on, you know, actual experience. That's unique to me.
Yeah. Qualifications and merit. Imagine that. I definitely think part of Trump's fascination with Matt Gaetz is the fact that Trump has been accused of all of this skullduggery and, you know, sexual impropriety and everything else. And Matt Gaetz has been accused. And the Department of Justice under Joe Biden declined to prosecute Matt Gaetz. It makes you wonder what kind of evidence they have about it. And Molly Hemingway wrote a really great piece today or yesterday about, you know, the evidence against Matt Gaetz and how weak it is and how the people who are accusing him of this impropriety are themselves in jail or, you know, otherwise engaged in moral turpitude. And, you know, so Matt Gaetz is, you know, he got accused. He probably has done some things in his life he wishes he hadn't done, but you know, who hasn't?
Well, here's one of the problems, and you know this as a journalism guy. I know what I know about Matt Gaetz basically because of the legacy media. You know, you read something here, you read something there, you see something on Fox, on CNN, or whatever. I don't know a lot about the guy, but what I do know is that I don't trust any of the information from the legacy media. They proved it time and time and time again. So that's where, and I even said this last week in the aftermath of the nominations, I have to keep more of an open mind because we've all been misled. And let's face it, Frank, I've misled people down these paths based on some of the things that some of the legacy coverage has, you know, called out inaccurate ways in the past few years. So I want to be more cautious than ever because of what I'm told about different people and not what the truth is.
Yeah. One of the great ironies of this thing is the Robert Kennedy nomination, you know, and the legacy media is all about, oh, it's dangerous to put him in there because he says that Big Pharma is bad and we have to trust Big Pharma. Well, what percentage of advertising supports the cable news channels?
80%.
From Big Pharma?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. They're in the pocket of Big Pharma. And meanwhile, with a straight face, they can say, well, Bobby Kennedy's a danger.
It's hilarious. They keep doing this with even, you know, I was playing some of the stuff earlier because Sonny Hostin is going crazy over at The View, the most definitive political talk show in America. And listen to what she said here.
Look, the bottom line is that America needs a free press that is willing to speak.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW.
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Truth to power right now.
So she's more referring, so Frank, she's referring to Joe and Mika heading down there to Mar-a-Lago, kissing the ring. And she actually doesn't have the awareness to indicate to her audience that, yeah, you know what, part of the problem here is that journalists have no credibility whatsoever. And she's talking about how journalism has to speak truth to power after what that particular industry has gone through in the past 8 years in particular. It's ridiculous. But they keep saying things like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank goodness for Sonny Hostin and her questioning of Kamala Harris so that we
well,
found
that's a good
out
point.
The truth about it.
Yeah, she might. You know, it's interesting because that was one of those moments that got cited in a lot of the polling, where she said she wouldn't change anything. Right? Well, at least she was honest.
I want to be Joe Biden 2.0. Okay, Kamala, fine. We'll let you take that position. We'll see how that works out.
So, Frank, one of the things that you wrote, I want to kind of address this just because in the aftermath of what happened 2 weeks ago, I've experienced some of this as well. But you said, and if this is a national crisis, it's also a personal one. I related on this level. I doubt I'm the only one, you said, who's been confronted with friends and family members who are so disheartened by the nation's rejection of the Democratic presidential candidate, and particularly the elevation of Donald Trump, that they hold you personally responsible. Some people hold me personally responsible. Because of that, they think that I've been told that I'm not safe. I'm not a safe person for them to be around, which is kind of fascinating. So there's these things that are happening in the week before, the weeks before Thanksgiving, which could end up in some uncomfortability next week during dinner, I would say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really makes Trump derangement syndrome a legitimate psychological condition. I mean, it's amazing to me. I've got a friend, 40-year friend, my best friend in the whole world, and he won't talk to me. Thinks maybe after New Year's he'll be able to talk to me again because Kamala Harris lost the election. I have
something very similar. I have something extreme. 45 years, a couple of friends. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And my daughter is a little bit upset with me because of abortion, and she feels that I'm, you know, trying to take away her rights and everything. And, you know, and we get along okay, but there's definitely tension there. And, you know, it's like, well, in what world do we all see things the same way? I mean, what kind of universe do they want to live in? This is the whole beauty of life, that we get to experience things and come to conclusions based on our experience and then make decisions about where we want to go. And it doesn't mean we want to just go down one road and never talk to anybody else.
Yeah, I hope that some of this settles down. There obviously are a lot of emotions. I tried to take the high road with one of my friends. I reached out last week just to try to calm the temperature, and I think it might have worked. So maybe time, you know, will help in some of these things. But look, it's not. Do you know of one person on our side that would have stopped talking to family members or unfriended people if Kamala Harris would have won? We'd have been pissed because we're losing the damn country. We're trying to save the country. But would we have behaved that way? The unempathetic right, Frank Mealy?
Yeah. Well, we had the experience for 4 years with Joe Biden. I mean, you know, there was a lot of anger when Joe Biden was elected president, because a lot of us didn't trust the mail ballots, the changing of, you know, rules against the Constitution, all the things that happened that led to his amazing 81 million votes. But it happened. And even though there was a riot and bad things happened, they tried to arrest thousands of people because of that riot and everything else, we still just we reported to work as usual. We reported to Thanksgiving dinner. We're just like, well, it's not what I wanted, but I'm going to do something about it. And that's what we did. We waited 4 years and we changed the system. And Donald Trump really legitimately, if there is such a thing as divine providence, losing the election in 2020 is probably the best thing that ever happened to Donald Trump in terms of his ability to succeed, because he knows so much now. If he had just continued where he was,
I'm with you.
We're in a doldrum.
Yeah. We've talked about that a lot, because I think the approach is going to be different, which is why I have some look. Here's what I'd say about. Let me back up on Matt Gaetz, because I'm a call it like I see it type of person. And if there's a Democrat nominee for president appointing, like, I don't know if I could use AOC, that might not be the best analogy. But look, there's going to be appointments that would throw up a red flag for me on the other side, and I try to be consistent. So I'll keep an open mind on Mr. Gaetz. I like most of the other appointments, but that one confuses me a little bit.
AOC can't be the Attorney General. We all agree with that. But she could be the Department of Housing or something.
Right.
And you know, nobody's going to say, oh, you can't do it because you're crazy AOC. I mean, we know she's crazy, but she's their crazy.
Yeah.
You know? They get to appoint whoever they want. And with Pete Buttigieg, I mean, guy didn't know anything about transportation.
He was a mayor and he was gay. Those were the qualifications. He had two qualifications. Frank, you have a great week. Thank you so much for jumping on here on a Monday.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Piggybacking off of that, and I was going to save this for Cut of the Day, but it works too well here. This is in Chicago. It's a high school in Chicago. I don't know if it's been identified where it is, but there is this... I thought he was in eighth grade, so I'll have to see, because that's not really high school, is it?
That's what you originally told me.
Yeah, I said eighth grade earlier. I'm trying to look at the story here, because I don't really say what school is. But, all right, let's assume he's maybe in ninth grade, because he's in high school. The video from which I pulled this audio is very extensive. It's pretty long. But what you find at first is this kid basically challenging his, not only his classmates, but his teacher to say, you guys are crazy. What, you think that... you know, Trump's a threat to women. In what way is he a threat to women? He keeps repeating the question. He doesn't understand. And they don't really have good answers for him. And then at one point, and this is the area I'm going to play the audio here, his teacher essentially talks about what we just referred to with Frank. In other words, I have friends that are MAGA, and I can't be their friends anymore. They have let me down. I didn't realize that I was friends with such evil people. That's essentially what he's saying. Check it out.
Just because... I think I expected that our country was, citizens were more decent.
You think one for Trump, they're not?
Yeah, so it's a little hard to hear, but first of all, this sounds like a really quality teacher in Chicago public schools. He says, I guess I didn't realize that I lived among such people that, you know, weren't quality people. They weren't decent people. And the kid says, you mean because they didn't vote for Trump?
Yes.
What?
Dude.
You messed up. What? Our citizens not decent because they voted for Trump?
You have your views? And I have mine. I'm entitled to mine.
But that's why you cut the phone.
So if I have friends that tell me that, oh, MAGA, 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 I can't be friends with them.
Because he voted for Trump.
Because
exactly.
What?
You don't get it. It's
some people can't have their own opinion. Trump is a good president. Some of y'all are blindsided by what y'all hear on the internet.
Yeah, the last part, he says, you guys have been blindsided by what you heard on the internet. And let me just quickly correct the young man. No, you know what they've been blindsided by? What they heard in the legacy media. It's not the internet. They've been brainwashed by that. But good for that kid, thinking for himself, saying, what are you guys, even your logic doesn't work. And black kid in high school in Chicago, smarter than his damn teacher, who, by the way, sounded like a complete idiot.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.